You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura in Cincinnati for the Browns and Bengals on national TV tonight. Matt Wilhelm holding down the fort in Berea. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now. But, Matt, before we do that, again, I thought some interesting takes from Bob Holtzman, certainly on the quarterbacks and then on the run defense. I don't know exactly. You know, he says the numbers are skewed, but the Browns are second worst in the league in terms of yards per carry. I think there are significant issues in the run defense, and if they can't stop the run tonight against Jeremy Hill, who ran for about 200 yards against them last time, this is going to be a long game.
It definitely is, and I think our best opportunity is to make Andy Dalton beat you and see if you can draw out some of the characteristics that everybody has seen in Andy Dalton over the course of his five-year career, and most definitely some of the characteristics in the way in which you pressured him to make the throws last year on a Thursday night in Cincinnati as well.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Salvador in Columbus, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, man. Thanks for hanging on the line as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to touch up on some of the matchups you guys were talking about today. Defensively, I've got to get some pressure on Andy Dalton. I think that we saw last year when he gets rattled, he does get rattled. And if we can do that and dig him in the hole like we did last year, I think last week against the Steelers as well, they saw a little success with that. We can, that'll definitely play into our favor. Offensively, hangs a lot on the O-line, giving Johnny the time to make his reads. And especially, Johnny's going to use his feet. And I like to see the O-line be able to disengage with their guys and let Johnny use his legs and not get the penalties that have come back. You know, we've seen Johnny take chunks of yards, and then it just bites us, and then we get a penalty called for holding because, the guys weren't disengaging. And, it's just I think that's going to, play a lot if we can keep our sound mechanics and do that and keep us in the game. Late down the drive, we could have a chance to pull this one out. Before I take off, I want to hear you guys, opinions on that, but I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Luciano, which is going to be holding hosting a watch party for us here down in Columbus tonight. And we'll all be there. We'll be barking our heads off. And, absolutely, man. We'll midweek treat for us. Little Browns on Thursday night, baby.
That's right. The Buckeyes again on Saturday. There you go.
Let's go. 216-578-0850. We are going to go now to Dale in Massillon. Dale, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hey, thank you. Hey, I was thinking that basically, not playing Johnny lately, I think has more to do with Mike. Well, of course, McCown's done a great job. Like I said, pretty much everything that you've asked of him. But I think it's more a referendum on Pettine and Farmer keeping their jobs at the end of the year, rather if they do not play Johnny a decent bit going forward, as long as McCown is injured. I kind of figured after the game, I think it was at Tennessee, where Johnny did well, and then they went back. I'm thinking, knowing Johnny's psyche, I would think, just like that one sports writer said, I think it was Ken Forer, said I don't know if that he might have been over the edge before that game, starting on his latest spiral here, but I'm sure that didn't help. But again, I think it's a referendum more or less for Pettine and Farmer to keep their job going forward if they keep trying to play McCown through all of his injuries.
So in your opinion, a commitment to McCown would be an indictment on them?
If he's not 100%. I mean, really, because, are we going to, go for a quarterback this coming draft if there's a good one available? But Johnny hasn't, blew anybody off the charts. We know that. But, this might be the time. If you're going to ever test him, I mean, now's the time to at least till Josh gets 100%, because the season, I hate to say, not looking good.
No, things are not looking good. Appreciate the call, Dale. Thanks so much. Let's go to Jim in Akron. Jim calls us all the time. How you doing today, Jim?
What's going on, fellas?
Good, man.
Not too much, man.
I was at the game on Sunday, and it's like, man, it's just so frustrating that we start off well, and we just can't seem to get over that hump. And, I'm optimistic that, tonight nobody expects us to win, you know, national media. I think close to double digits that Cincinnati's favorite. But I think if Johnny can, like, not turn the ball over, and we need some of our defensive players, maybe the young guys, to step up and make a play. You know, when it comes to Farmer, you know, it's frustrating with his draft. It's like, you know, he keeps swinging and hitting singles or striking out. And, you know, if he hit a home run every once in a while, you know, the strikeouts wouldn't look so bad. Not trying to talk in baseball terms, but, you know, it's like when you see all these guys that we could have drafted that are drafted right after us or within a few picks come in and make an impact, you know, we need impact players. You know, I think I'm not giving up on this draft, you know, with our first round guys. You know, I think Sheldon, you know, defensive line and run stopper, that's not a glamorous pick. But I think if you put a playmaking linebacker behind him to make tackles, I think that makes that pick look better. And with Cam Irvin, you know,
I don't mind the Cam Irvin pick. I want to find out if the guy can play football since we drafted him in the first round. I like to see him on the field.
I think you know, putting him in three or four different positions kind of stifled his growth. You know, I know he's such, you know, coming in, he's touted as such a good athlete that he can play almost every position. You know, I think maybe for now they should have just focused on one position. And I think, you know, playing to his strengths, you know, don't spread him out so thin. But, you know, I'd like to see them maybe plug him in at guard and see what he can do.
I agree. I think we got to see Cam Irving. You draft him 19th overall when you're a team that's 2-6. See your first-round pick. See what he can do. I want to see Justin Gilbert. I'm curious. Mike Pettine said there will be packages for Justin Gilbert at cornerback tonight. I hope so. I'd love to see him matched up on A.J. Green. I'd love to see what he can do against Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones. I want to see him. I want to see Pierre Desir. I want to see these guys at this point. I want to find out who are going to be the pieces on this football team when the Browns start to get competitive over the next couple of years and hopefully start to hit on their picks and infuse talent and make smart decisions in free agency. I want to find out who I have that's going to be in my five-year plan on this football team.
I agree. And I think, you know, for anybody, and I think the organization, you know, for us being, you know, upstairs working and seeing the time and effort that goes into this product, you know, and the sales guys who are making the phone calls to sell those seats and fill that stadium to watch that product, you want people to feel encouraged about the next, not only, you know, buying their season tickets and showing up to watch this football team, but you want these guys for the long haul. And you want to be intrigued by, you know, not only what's happening in that stadium for 60 minutes each and every Sunday, and of course on the road as well, but years coming. And I think that's what I want to see as well now. And I'm to the point where we're 2-6, knowing that you're not going to run the table, knowing that you have, you know, all these division opponents. You've got to take the trip up to Seattle, left on this schedule, a tough trip to Kansas City, even though they're not playing that well. It's not going to be easy, but let's see the future. Because right now, and you and I've had this discussion time and time again, if you look at the expiring contracts both this year and next year, you know, a lot of the free agents that we have signed, a lot of the talent that is really not turned over that the way we've wanted, you know, via the draft, those are all expiring. So this is going to be a new look Cleveland franchise in the next 2 or 3 years. Why not start that ball rolling now?
I agree. And why not do it on the Bright Lights national TV? Hey, young fellas, come play this undefeated team. Let's eat pressure for breakfast here today. 216-578-0850. Mike in Youngstown, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing there? I hope
good,
Johnny.
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I hope Johnny does well. We're going to see him. I hope we know in the 8 weeks if he's the future. Also, just what if he gets hurt down the road here? Is this Austin Davis going to be ready to go? That's all I really have. So
I would say yes.
If he gets hurt?
Yeah, what if Johnny gets hurt? Is Austin Davis? I would think Austin Davis, you know,
yeah,
each
Austin
and every
Davis.
Week. Just like Johnny Manziel's becoming more familiar with this system, probably taking some scout team reps, so he's throwing the football actively. And I would believe, you know, last week maybe just, you know, got a handful of reps, and then even this week with the you know, the light workouts that they've been given, that Austin Davis probably got the Johnny Manziel portion of those, you know, number one reps as a backup just in case something does happen.
Yeah, he is absolutely. Austin Davis will be the backup quarterback tonight if the Browns need to go that far down the totem pole. Hopefully it won't happen. All right, 216-578-0850, Gary in Strongsville. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Love the show. Listen to it every day. First-time caller.
Awesome, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Matt, a couple of questions here. You, as like you know, a former NFL player, defensive linebacker, are you not – I mean – shouldn't a defense, like, aren't they just salivating at the mouth here to play a guy like Johnny?
And no, they are.
Two, are they going to dummy down the playbook for him tonight, you think?
I would hope that they wouldn't. I think that they will take some of the things that probably Josh does well and that Johnny, you know, might not, that they built just for Josh. That portion will be out. But the significant portion of this playbook that makes up what this offense is should not be deviated. And I think it would actually handicap this football team if John DeFilippo had to do that, and I think would hinder Johnny Manziel's growth, because whether it's here or somewhere else, if he is in fact going to be a starter, you have to be able to learn your playbook. That's the given. That's your Bible. Dive in and do it. And then I would hopefully think that John DeFilippo, you know, being the mastermind that we've seen thus far through the season, would think up a few scenarios to use Johnny's athleticism as an advantage. But to go back to your first question, absolutely, and I think that front four of the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, 6.5 sacks, 5 sacks, 2 sacks, 2 sacks, you know, they just keep coming. Johnny's going to be confused with 7, you know, dropping, and those four are going to have their ears peeled back, knowing they don't have to stop the run, because the Cleveland Browns have not, through 8 games, been a team that likes to run the football or is successful running the football. And Johnny, and I hate to say it, throughout portions of this game tonight, he's going to be running for his life. And so making those plays on the run that we see him do at Texas A&M and we've seen in little specklings between last year and this year is, in some cases, what we're going to have to hang our hat on tonight.
Okay, thank you.
It is. And you're going to have to run the football tonight. We haven't had a rusher go over 75 yards in a game yet this season. Tonight's going to be the night that you're going to have to do it if you want to win. And listen, people aren't giving the Browns a chance. When you're an 11-point underdog in the National Football League, Vegas is saying you don't have a chance to win this game. The Browns have to do a lot of things right. They've got to win the turnover battle. They've got to run the football. They've got to protect Johnny. He's got to take care of the football, make good decisions, and he's got to be accurate. His ball placement will be critical today, and his ability to read the defense and go to the right spots with the football will be critical if the Browns are going to have any chance. And that doesn't even have anything to do with our defense stopping the Cincinnati Bengals' very, very good offense. Did we do Gary in Strongsville yet?
Yeah, we did.
We're good?
Yep.
All right.
Lines
when
are,
we come back,
they're
right,
clear.
Thought we're rocking and rolling through our callers. 216-578-0850. When we come back, we'll do the Thursday forecast. We'll take your calls, and then we will give our final thoughts here about the Browns and the Bengals prime time. National Football League Network tonight, Paul Brown Stadium, 2-6 Browns, 7-0 Bengals, looking to shock the world like they did last year, a 24-3 Thursday night shellacking. Hopefully they can do that again.